Now listen to two students discussing the letter.
Hey, Jen, you drive to school, right? Did you see this letter in the paper today?
Yeah, but I really don't see the problem.
You don't have the same problem driving into campus?
No. I mean, what he's not mentioning, or doesn't seem to realize, is that there's a special parking lot for students who drive from off-campus homes, over by the gym. It's a little further from the classroom buildings, but it's only like a 10-minute walk, which isn't a big deal.
Oh yeah, that's true. That lot over by the gym, I forgot that was reserved for students who live off campus.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I park, and there's always plenty of space there. So there's no reason to struggle to find a space. I think he just wants something closer, so he doesn't have to walk so far after he parks.
Yeah. Although, it doesn't sound like there'd be any harm in opening up the other lot to you guys.
Well, no, I think he's wrong about that. What he's saying might be true early in the morning or something, when not all the professors have arrived. But when I've seen that lot at midday, it's usually pretty packed with cars.
Oh, so there wouldn't be enough space.
No, not if students park there, too.
The woman expresses her opinion about the proposal described in the letter. Briefly summarize the proposal, then state her opinion about the proposal, and explain the reasons she gives for holding that opinion.